From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson.
And I'm Barbara Jean Johnson, and here are some of the stories we're following this week. Nathan Schroeder of Chisholm was the first to cross the finish line of the 27th John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon after just 10 a.m. on Wednesday. Schroeder had never won the Bear Grease, finishing fifth in 2008 and withdrawing last year. Schroeder was on the trail for just over 40 hours. Jason Barron of Lincoln, Montana finished in second place. Dennis Tremblay of Quebec held the number three spot, and Rick Larson of Sand Coulee, Montana finished fourth. Peter McClelland of Ely rounded out the top five, followed by Blake Frecking of Finland, Matt Carstens of Whitefield, New Hampshire, Rita Wessler of Tofte, Jamie Nelson of Togo, and Mark Black of Grand Marais. Colleen Whalen of Two Harbors finished in 11th place, and Frank Moe of Hovland placed 13th. Grand Marais mushers Odin Jorgensen and Matt Groth scratched on Wednesday. The next local sled dog race will be in Ely in early March.
When people along the North Shore last week found themselves without the usual communications tools, they began asking, what happened and where's the backup? Residents along the North Shore had to revert to a pre-internet and telephone world after damaged fiber optic line in Duluth shut down communications. After nearly 2 weeks, there is still no clear answer on how the interruption happened. Quest communications officials first thought the line was fried by a burst steam pipe underneath a Duluth street. However, the manager of the Duluth Steam Cooperative Association said that didn't happen. In this day and age, it probably should not even happen, said Jim Wienanen, Cook County's Emergency Management Director. He added that for about a decade, officials have wanted to bring broadband service to most of the county. As for a backup system, the only one the county has for a high-level emergency or Class 4 condition was what was used, volunteers stationed at fire halls with radios. Wienanen said this has been the plan ever since a satellite backup system went offline. Satellite phones were a part of the Condition 4 plan, said Wienanen, but the satellite was aging and stopped functioning. A replacement was set up but exploded upon launch. Since then, there has been no backup except for volunteer manpower. Wienanen added that satellite phones only worked about 30% of the time due to weather conditions. Emergency and law enforcement planners are reworking the 911 response plan. Currently, county 911 calls go through a trunk line down to Duluth and then are sent back to the law enforcement center's dispatch area. According to Wienanen, this emergency shows a glaring weakness in what the county has for cell phone, internet, and landline phones. He said he thought the interruption should prompt the powers that be, whether it's the legislature or local governments, to stay on track and improve county communications.
Cook County North Shore Hospital and Care Center will retain St. Luke's Hospital of Duluth to provide administration for the local facility. The decision was made at the hospital's board meeting a week ago Friday. According to the contract, the new administrator will be an employee of St. Luke's, live in Cook County, and be under the supervision of the local hospital's board of directors. Last year, current hospital administrator Diane Pearson announced she would be retiring. The new management arrangement is set to go into effect this summer, and an administrator search is currently underway.
A Grand Marais woman is now facing a more serious criminal charge than her husband, who allegedly used a wrecking bar, knife, and handgun to force another man to have sex with her. Kevin Robert Thompson, 52, and Susan Ann Thompson, age 40, each were charged in July with several crimes against a 41-year-old Cook County man with whom Susan Thompson had been having an affair. Judge Kenneth Sandvik denied motions on Tuesday to dismiss the cases and ruled that sufficient evidence has been produced to present them to a jury. However, the court dismissed two of the six charges against Kevin Thompson, including the most serious, second-degree criminal sexual conduct. He is charged with kidnapping, second-degree assault, terroristic threats, and false imprisonment. Susan Thompson remains charged with second-degree criminal sexual conduct, as well as kidnapping and false imprisonment. The former is punishable by a presumed sentence of 7.5 years in prison. According to a report in the Duluth News Tribune, Sandvik based his order on police reports, evidence presented at a November 3rd hearing, and briefs filed by defense attorneys Richard Holmstrom, who represents Kevin Thompson, and Christopher Stock, who represents Susan Thompson. Cook County Attorney Timothy Scannell is prosecuting the cases. Holmstrom said there is no legal basis for a charge of criminal sexual conduct, and Stock said that Susan Thompson is not guilty of any of the crimes she is charged with. Attorney Scannell could not be reached for comment.
Republicans and Democrats gathered Tuesday evening for party caucuses. The attendance numbers were down from 2008, but there was still plenty of political business accomplished. DFL caucus chair Tim Kennedy said 47 Democrats attended the caucus. Statewide, Democrats placed R.T. Rybeck and Margaret Anderson Kelleher neck and neck in preference polls, but District 6 Senator Tom Bach polled highest locally. Anderson Kelleher placed second and Steve Kelly took third place. Statewide, the third highest preference was uncommitted, but locally that category placed fourth. In Cook County, Rybeck placed fifth. According to Cook County Republican Chair Mark Delameter, 22 people cast straw poll ballots to help establish local preferences in a crowded gubernatorial field. Marty Seifelt got the most local support, which mirrored statewide Republican results. David Hahn placed second locally, but third statewide. David Emmer pulled second place statewide, but came in third among Cook County Republicans. Republicans did not hold their county convention on Tuesday, as previously announced. The convention is set for February 16th, and delegates to the district and state conventions will be selected at that time. Democrats held their county convention following the caucus and will send six delegates and six alternates to district and state conventions. Both parties introduced numerous resolutions to be discussed at the upcoming conventions. The Independence Party held an online caucus, and results will not be final until the end of the month. Currently, Tom Horner leads, with Joe Repia second, and no preference category polled third, and Rob Han is fourth.
David Eckel of Grand Marais was skiing the Olihaiva loop of the Pincushion Trails on Saturday when he came on a bloody scene and a dead wolf. He wasn't certain if the animal had been shot or killed by other wolves. Eckel contacted fellow Ski and Run Club member Dick Swanson, who lives in the area, to take photos of the kill. Then he had law enforcement contact conservation officer Mary Manning. She confirmed it was a wolf kill.
There was quite a bloody scene there, and it appeared that it was an older wolf, an older female. She did have an injury to one of her feet. Whether that's an older injury or a newer injury, I can't really say. But clearly not the healthiest wolf probably in the pack, and it appears that the pack decided to eliminate her. It does appear that she was killed by other wolves. There were several injuries to the animal, and it was... It appeared that there was quite a struggle, quite a fight that moved down the trail a little ways, so it was not just a single location. For the skier who wasn't expecting to see something like that, there was a bit of blood in several locations on the trail, and including the spot where she did finally die. So it was a little messy there, even after we removed her.
Eckel and Manning moved the wolf off the trails where it was stored for further investigation.
Last year was not a good one for Cook County tourism. According to the Auditor-Treasurer's year-end lodging tax report, 2009 was down 8.3% from 2008. Tourism had been riding an upward trend since 2002 as measured by the county's lodging tax receipts. In 2009, recession dropped those revenues to below levels seen at mid-decade.
The Cook County Silver Bay Girls Alpine Ski Team won the Section 7 meet at Giants Ridge on Tuesday, February 2nd. And according to one of their coaches, Mike Larson, quote, "This is pretty big deal," unquote. According to Larson, during the regular season, the team typically skis against 10 area schools from the Northeast. The Section 7 meet brings in 19 schools and includes several northern suburb powerhouses like Chisago Lakes, Centennial, Blaine Andover, and more. Larson said, "Not only did our girls win the section tournament, they won by a fair margin and took down perennial favorites such as Duluth East, Chisago Lakes, and others." In addition, two girls qualified for the state meet as individuals. Ninth grader Signe Larson was fourth overall. 11th grader Molly Ryder was sixth. The top 10 from each section qualify for the state meet as individual racers. That means the Vikings will be competing as a team while also having the opportunity to compete as individuals. At the state meet, there are four alpine sections. The top two teams from each section compete. Larson said that means eight teams, including the athletes who qualified as individuals, will go head-to-head. He said, "It's an elite group." For WTIP News, I'm Jay Anderson.
And I'm Barbara Jean Johnson.